graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Allow me to introduce to you the warden.
That's right.
He's big. He's handsome. He got a big nightstick and he ain't afraid to use it. I give to you, Deputy. Yeah. And in our jurisdiction, there's no easy way out. There's no shortcuts home because...
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 115 of Suplex City Limits for June 24th, 2017. Puff Puff Pass, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, joined as always by everyone's favorite Canadian.
Mr. Tyler the Maple Leaf fucking Fudge.
That's my superhero name.
I'm not there a Maple Leaf fucker, it's just an emphasis on the fucking fudge. You know, like Seth freaking Rollins?
I got you. Tyler fucking Fudge.
Yeah.
I got you. Suplex City Limits available for listening everywhere fine podcasts are found. If our show is not on their channel, they're probably bullshit. Follow us on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. We live tweet wrestling shows and memes and funny shit. You can also follow Tyler at The Federation.
I don't tweet as much, but...
Of course, check out the Federation podcast, hosted by the Fudge Brothers, every week on iTunes and all of that shit, Stitcher, everywhere.
Yes. This week, we'll have SummerSlam 2003.
SummerSlam 2003. What was the main event of that match?
The main event was a Elimination Chamber match with Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Goldberg, Chris Jericho, who was the other guy?
I was going to be impressed if you had them all.
I can't remember. But, like, Kane just took off his mask. So it was Kane and RVD. And then there's Kurt Angle, Brock Lesnar. And, yeah.
There you go. We also have T-shirts available, pro wrestling tees. We have four designs available for only $20. Buy a shirt, hit us up, get a shout-out on the show, and look like a badass everywhere you go. That shit rhymed.
Ow. We're a poet.
On a fucking roll today, man. And if you like the show, you can also support us on Patreon. Shout out to our Patreon donors. Casey, Wrestling Suit Podcast, Ms. Guy, Infamous Chris Savage, Juggling Jigglin' Jeremy Foltz, and Keith Martin. Thanks, guys.
I laugh at that every time.
You donate some money, get a shout out on the show. Can't beat that. May I give you a nickname? I gotta give these other people nicknames or something.
That should be a tiered thing. If you give too, so much, you'll get a nickname.
I'm stealing your gimmick, Solo Monster. What up? Coming for your gimmick, Jason. I like Solo Monster. He's a good guy. So let's get into talking with our guest today. Today on the show we have Ash from Wrestling Shorts YouTube channel. We're going to talk some Money in the Bank, Lucha Underground, NXT, WWE, and the whole week in wrestling. But first, let's go to our conversation just previous to this with Ash from Wrestling Shorts. And now we're joined by Ash from the Wrestling Shorts YouTube channel. How goes it, sir?
Hi, guys. How's everyone doing?
We're doing good. We're a truly international podcast today, representatives of three countries. Yeah. If you want to consider me a representative.
and two continents.
There you
yes.
go.
Yes. He's smarter than we are because they get taught better over there.
Did I throw you off guard already?
Well, I mean, no. But, I mean, it's wide knowledge that people from that side of the world are more civilized than us over here, so.
Oh, yeah.
I think his English is better than yours, and it's his second
language. It is, and you know what? That upsets me so much, because, oh, goddamn. No,
just wait. After this conversation, you'll take that back.
Oh, you wait until I stumble over every word imaginable. You wait.
So yeah, we're gonna start it off with recap Money in the Bank. It seems, as always with our release schedule, it seems like it was forever ago. Kind of was, but we haven't got to complain or talk about it yet, so we can do that. Was there a kickoff match? We start everyone. Was there a kickoff match? Did anyone watch it?
There was Mojo Rawley and Zack Ryder against the Colognes.
Mm. Oh, okay. There you go.
So we didn't miss anything.
No, I was going to ask, does that make the Money in Bank short? I doubt it. Hey.
No, that's not worth my time.
No.
Plus, then you'd have to draw Mojo Rawley's face, and that'd be unfortunate.
Well, I think it would be harder to draw the Colognes and make them different.
No, the colognes would be easy because you just have to copy and paste.
There you go.
There you go.
You won. You did it both. That's like the Usos, thing one. Same shit.
It's like thing one and thing two.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. That's good enough. The show starts with the Women's Money in the Bank match.
Okay. Here we go.
Just random points that I thought about is like Tamina's just from Pacific Islands. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, which Pacific Island is she from? They don't tell you.
The Ring of Fire.
I don't know. And her music, too. It's like, is her music just, like, almost racist? I don't know. Just, like, a big Islander woman. Like, she's from an island and is like, you know? It's like,
yeah.
It's, like, almost racist.
Next time she'll come in with a bone through her nose.
Eating chicken and shit.
At least she's gotten rid of the cheetah print. Now at least she doesn't look like she hunted for her clothes.
Mm. They're probably trying to distance her as much from her father as they can. You notice she's not Tamina Snuka anymore. She's just Tamina.
Yeah. Sometimes she hits chicks just as hard as Snuka does.
Mm-hmm. She can deliver a line though.
Do we have that?
Yes. You have to play it.
We do.
We do have it.
No, if you don't shut up, I'm going to make you look like Ellsworth. Charlotte, you need to be quiet or you're going to start looking like Ellsworth.
Oh, man. Oh, you cut off the reaction. The crowd is just crickets, man. It's unbelievable.
No, he didn't cut it off because that's the actual reaction.
Yeah, it was nothing.
There's no sound.
Some people, like, there was, like, gasps. People were like, what? She just did the wrong line, right? She memorized the wrong line or something?
Well, her and Charlotte said the exact same thing.
Maybe Charlotte messed up. Maybe this was all Charlotte's fault, because maybe Charlotte had to say, you're gonna, I don't know, talk like Ellsworth or sound like Ellsworth, and then Tamina didn't listen to Charlotte and just thought, this is the line I learned, so now I have to say this.
It was so uncomfortable.
Maybe Charlotte buried her right there.
Maybe. That's very Ric Flair of her, if you ask me.
Yeah. Yeah. The only person that can repeat the same like line and get away with it is The Undertaker. I'm gonna. Two years ago, he had a match against Shane McMahon. Of course, you all remember.
Yeah.
And Shane McMahon came out and said, "Ever since you came back, you've been my father's bitch." You remember?
Yeah.
Yes.
And The Undertaker said, "Shane McMahon, ever since you were born, you've been your daddy's bitch." And it was exactly the same line, but the crowd went crazy. They went nuts.
They don't give a shit what he says.
So yeah, this was right before WrestleMania. He just used the exact same line Shane McMahon used, and he got away with it.
It's because
maybe Tamina wanted to do a Taker. She was like, "Yeah, if Undertaker can do it, I can do it too."
This is not a show of Undertaker marks. However, like I'm not a big Undertaker guy in general. To be honest with you,
no, I like The Undertaker because of the the prestige, but I'm not a fan of his matches either.
No, the gimmick itself is a great gimmick, but the matches are less than desired. But I want to go back to you saying that. Oh fuck, I forgot. Never mind. There's something you guys said, and I was going to make another Tamina joke relating to her father. Oh, there you said something about her father, and that's the way her father would look at it.
Yeah.
It's like, well, let's hope that Tamina doesn't look at women like her father does. All about the tasteless jokes.
While they're laying on the ground? I don't know. Okay, anyway. This match was, I thought it was a lot of botches in there. I mean, some of these women can't wrestle at all. But yeah, the ending, really. I mean, that's the big thing that right now is everyone's talking about. Ellsworth tipped two women off the ladder. Do you even know who it was? I don't recall. Becky Lynch?
Yeah,
and
it was
who?
Becky. That's all.
And Charlotte?
Did anything memorable happen except for the ending?
No.
No, I don't think so. I really don't.
That was pretty ugly, to be honest.
There was a power bomb somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. That was the only thing.
I was fully expecting Charlotte to kill herself. And she didn't do anything crazy.
Yeah. A somersault off the ladder.
Yeah, exactly. But no.
I don't think they let him, dude. I think you know they wanted to. You know, and her and Natty are crazy. I mean, they'd do anything, but they were told not to do anything.
I heard that maybe this is just a rumor, but when they did the Hell in a Cell match, she wanted to like jump off the cell.
Yes,
that was her
idea.
That
too. I heard that.
And then someone said, "Don't do it."
Yeah, she's crazy, man.
Yeah,
I wouldn't trust any of those women catching me from that height. No way.
Well, Nia Jax was nowhere to be seen, so she's the worst at catching people. Somehow, she's big. You think she'd be like really good at catching people, but I digress.
She's not motivated.
There's two camps of thought. Some people are mad about the finish, and some people don't give a shit about women's wrestling. I guess I don't know. The ending, I felt like it should have been a woman. It's the first one. Yeah. You know, he could have tipped them over, and then she could have went up and got it. I don't know. A lot of people were really sour on a man winning the first one. But was this by design or not? People are trying to debate, is this by design from WWE? And I don't give them enough credit for that, honestly. Yeah.
Well, I actually predicted this like 2 weeks before the pay-per-view. I'm not making it up because I said this on a podcast on Perfect 10 Wrestling Podcast. So if no one believes me, you can go look it up. I said Ellsworth was going to take the briefcase and hand it over to Carmella. So I can't be sour because the thing I predicted happened.
I should have predicted that. It's one of those things where like, when it happens, you're like, how did I not see that coming?
Yeah, how did I not see Ellsworth?
Exactly.
This? As soon as she had the money outfit, I was like, it's Carmella. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, they're not going to waste an outfit on her if she's not going to win.
No. Not Carmella.
And with it, too, I think it's all a big thing to try to get ratings. They're scared of how low the rating was for SmackDown last week. And here's the way, like, well, we can just, you know, do it on Tuesday and we'll pop a rating. Mm-hmm. But it was just bad. It didn't make any sense. Shane McMahon's not there. Bryan's not there. Yeah. The refs are deciding. Ellsworth declares her the winner. I mean, the whole thing was just like, it didn't make any sense. And then to not use it, you know, like, you know, you're, you know, in story, you know, you're going to lose this thing, obviously, on the face show with face general managers.
Yeah.
So it just made her look retarded that she didn't go and use this beforehand, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking the same thing because she could, that would have been a great storyline. Like, while Daniel Bryan is thinking of taking the briefcase away, she use it.
Yeah.
That would be a great storyline.
Exactly. We're not talking about great storylines. We're talking about WWE.
Or they should have like Daniel Bryan could have said, "Well, there were no rules, so okay." Against his will, he would like agree with it, and then they could drag it along. They could like make Ellsworth rub it in his face every single week until he snaps at one time.
Right.
There's so many things to do with this, and they just decide to, like, throw it away right away.
Yeah, just take the easy way out.
Yeah. And do another one. That was the thing, too.
Do another.
Yeah, and that's another one to pop a rating next week, right? So
The second first ever women's ladder match.
All right.
Yeah.
And the thing with it is, too, I thought, what a great idea it would be to put Ellsworth in the match and have him just running and escaping the whole time. And then, you know, maybe at some point in the match, he does try to get it, and he just gets beat down by all of the women. How great of a spot would that be?
That would be just a gang beaten by all the girls.
I would love to see Tamina and fucking Charlotte, like, powerbombing this dude around. It would be amazing, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Yeah, dude. Have Ellsworth get in there and take some bumps. It'd be great.
But I'm curious, what happens in one of those, like, meeting rooms? Because we are like three guys. I haven't met you like ever, and we probably had three or four better ideas than they went with. So what are they actually? What are the ideas that they're not using? What are they thinking of that they're like, no, that's garbage. Throw it away.
That's scary, isn't it?
Well, without a doubt, one of them is James Ellsworth on a pole match. Without a doubt.
Okay.
That's one that's come up.
Is he sitting on a pole? Or is he hanging?
You know what? I would go so far as putting him in. I'm sure they still got the shark cage. So you put him in Chris Jericho's shark cage, and you have a lever on the bottom. Whoever gets up, the goal is not to get James Ellsworth down. It's to let the bottom out of the cage so he falls.
Onto a big fucking spike.
There you go.
No. Onto a pole.
Onto a pole, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The first one to impale James Ellsworth on a pole wins.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Bro, I swear to God, bro.
Oh, that was a Vince Russo email.
We've got another guest. That was a good impression.
No, we have a guy, if you go back and listen to some of our old ones, we have a Vince Russo who calls in who's a million times better.
Okay. Isn't it Vince Russo trying to get a job?
Yeah, he's trying to get a job like with us, apparently.
Yeah, well, like the actual Vince Russo making his money impersonating himself.
I mean, if you go back in our 100 episodes, there's an ongoing story arc with Vince Russo on our show. He can, we say his name too many times, he can come into the show and he'll hijack the show, and it's it's so madness.
We should not mention Vince Russo anymore.
No, let's not talk.
You'll get a restraining order.
Yeah, we might.
Well, we're going to talk about that in the news, but I mean, we're here right now, and you brought it up. So, Jim Cornette, dude, he got served with papers from Russo, man. That's amazing.
He's saying he's stalking him. That's the box that's checked on the restraining order.
Yeah, it's a protective order. The funny thing is, Cornette said he's going to sell autographed copies of it on his website. I'll be fucking pick one of those up. I have an autographed Cornette action figure, man.
I have an autographed Harry Funk frame picture. That's about it.
There you go. I just love this Cornette. I'm like so much more into this Cornette and Russo deal than I am anything.
Oh, a storyline of the year, without a doubt.
Yeah, maybe they should like put them against each other at SummerSlam.
Have you ever? I'd love to see those two guys.
That'll sell tickets.
Face to face talking about just hashing it out. Oh my god, I would pay money for that.
I don't think there would be any hashing it. I think Jim Cornette would just fucking rip his legs off.
Have you ever seen one where back in the day it was Axe Rotten and dude, what's his name though?
What, the other Rotten?
Oh no, him and the guy who, the black dude who always beat the shit out of people. Oh, I'm so ripped right now. He went to Natural Born Killer. New Jack. Sorry.
Oh, New Jack.
Him and New Jack, and they got paid money to be to sit next to each other and like talk through their issues, and they fucking hate each other. It's online and it's great. They actually have a security guard there, and the security guard finds a hidden machete on New Jack, dude.
A hidden machete.
Yeah. He had
hide a machete?
Dude, New Jack hide a machete, man. Yeah,
he's probably created a holster for it, honestly.
Yeah. And, dude, he's him. You never know. He might have showed up and just, like, hacked that dude up on fucking film. He doesn't care. New Jack's a crazy, crazy person.
Upload it to the deep web.
Yeah.
I saw just the day a promoter, a guy who's friends with me on Facebook who's a promoter, he was looking for somebody to take on New Jack in a match. I was like, great. There are people who will get in the ring with that guy? Holy
people with a death wish.
Yeah.
I would never go. I wouldn't even want to go to a wrestling event where he's wrestling.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Fuck that shit.
I get scared watching his YouTube clips.
Yeah, dude.
I don't want to see him in person.
No, dude. Yeah, that's a meet and greet I'm going to skip. for sure. What else we got here?
We were talking Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Yes. The next match would be the Usos against the New Day for the tag team titles.
Oh, this is a really good match.
A really good match with a horrible finish.
Yeah.
Which goes along with this. I was doing a count, actually, of all the fuck finishes. I think it's the first four matches are all fuck finishes. Along those lines.
Super good match and ended stupid. And I don't know. I mean, I understand it. You got to do stuff like this. You want to keep it going. But if somebody tasked me, also, you know, like, other ways to keep it going without doing something like this. I mean,
without the count out finish. Yeah, no, that's something that this should be gone now. You know, that shouldn't even be a rule anymore that you can keep your tag team titles by leaving. That's just stupid.
Oh, it's great, man. No, it's great because you build you could build heel heat, but it was actual heels, you know, not the Usos.
Well, yeah, you could build heel heat if you didn't do it every week.
Yeah, but when Ric Flair would grab the belt and fucking, like, take off like he's going to leave, you know? I mean, that's awesome. The babyface catches up to him and takes him out on the ramp and brings him back in. Like, that's awesome. But, yeah, the Usos. Maybe it's just the Usos. Might be the problem.
I'm distracted by Tyler saying fuck finishes. I don't know why I'm so entertained by those two words following each other. Fuck finish.
You just wait. I got many more. Hashtag fuck finish.
It's an artisan of obscenity.
Well, you can take it both ways, right?
Yeah.
Could be the finish of a shitty match, or it could be the finish of my shitty sex life. So,
which we've heard of a lot about on this show.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you take it both ways? Is that what you just said?
No, that is not what I said. But I can see how you would think that.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten into any of that conversation yet, but that'll pop a rating if we do.
It would.
Other than this, what else they showed backstage? Bob Orton, whose arm has miraculously healed, man.
Only took 35 years, but it got there.
Exactly.
And Sergeant Slaughter's chin is still visible from space.
So every time I see Sergeant Slaughter, I'm like, I'm reminded that he's still alive. Honestly, I just like every time I'm like, oh yeah, he's still alive. I don't know. For some reason, I just always perpetually think that he's dead.
Was he the only guy like still wearing his outfit?
Yeah, that's his deal.
He's never not worn his outfit. I don't think unless he
all
was
the other guys look like. All the other guys were like respectable people, and then you had this mascot sitting between them.
Yeah.
Well, then you got Baron Von Raschke that gets up and fucking loses his mind.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Greg Gagne had shoes on, so that's good.
First time in years.
He used to wrestle barefoot, didn't he?
I think so.
Probably. It was cool because actually, like, that was later on in the show.
Yeah.
But where all the legends were out. But yeah, we'll talk about it while we're here. Dude, I thought it was cool. I like a lot of old AWA guys, and I'm in the backyard of AWA. They used to run shows here back in the day and shit, so. Mm-hmm. And I like wrestlers from Minnesota as well, I've decided.
Now, what do they have to do with Randy Orton, though?
St. Louis was... They were all big in St. Louis territory back in the day.
Well, I read somewhere that one of those guys... in that group had never had a match in St. Louis in his life. I'm dead serious. I gotta get the list of who it was. If I'm not mistaken, it was Larry Henning.
Mm.
Who had never had a match in St. Louis in his life. I could be wrong though.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know. I like seeing old wrestlers, so it was a cool moment. It was good enough except for the fact that they didn't beat the shit out of Ginger when he came over there.
But it's always fun to see Ric Flair, just to hear the crowd pop.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They could do so much more with Ric Flair than having him do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. We had Naomi and Lana for the women's championship.
Yeah.
This match was abysmal. I tweeted it out that this match set women's wrestling back 10 years, dude. Honestly. It's just an embarrassment.
All I could think of, I could not stop looking at Lana's crotch reason. I couldn't.
Yeah.
It was just, there was nothing there. It was like I could see straight up her shitter. It was
crazy. Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous, dude.
I was too distracted by her screaming at everything.
See, I just took it as that's what she sounds like in bed. So it's just like I just kept on thinking of that. Just like, okay, I'll get through this.
Yeah, but would you be okay with that, or would you say, honey, could you please be quiet?
If it was an ongoing thing, I'd probably get annoyed. If it was one time, I'd be like, yeah, you know what, fuck it.
Dude, that wasn't her screaming. That was just her calling her spots, man. Oh, yeah. Why was she calling spots? Isn't that confusing? She was calling a bunch of spots in the beginning. I guess calls the spots, but holy shit, she was awful. Do you see her making up moves? Where she just like sitting on the ground and she's like holding Naomi's leg, and it's not. I mean, it's bent in a normal way. It's not even a move. And no, she's looking at Naomi's looking at her like, no, what the fuck?
You don't understand the genius of Lana. She's making moves up on the spot. You have to appreciate that. She's a natural wrestler.
She's revolutionary, Jim.
It's all talent, no work.
It's just dog shit, man. That's what it is. Dog shit sandwiches, man. It was awful. She is awful. And I just can't believe how many women, like her, Dana Brooke, I mean, at least, like, Nia Jax is fucking big. I understand it, but, like, why would you fucking put her in the ring? So pointless.
Yeah,
I wouldn't pay her any money.
Yeah, but she isn't put in the ring because of her wrestling.
No.
I don't know.
Why are we kidding ourselves?
She is the Eva Marie. That's what she is.
Yeah,
the Eva Marie.
That's what she is.
And I can't believe she disappeared for whatever, a couple months, and they build this up, and she comes back still Russian, dude. Like, oh my god. Why would you not change that? There's your chance to stop this stupid shit. Yeah. This terrible Russian accent is never
good in this place. Then if Rusev comes back, they'll have to link her to Rusev, or else it won't make any sense at all.
I don't think he's coming back, dude. I mean, I don't
ever.
A month ago, and they're like, oh, Rusev returns tonight. And I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah. And
Rusev returns at Money in the Bank. And I was like, oh, wait, what? We've had another show after Money in the Bank, and he's still not here.
Yeah, no, he's, dude, forget about it. Forget about it.
Is Lana getting a second title match now?
What's that?
Is Lana getting a second title match?
Oh, yeah. I think so. Yeah, yeah. Next week, the same.
So what does that say? What does that say about the historic Money in the Bank women's ladder match?
Yeah. In the canon of SmackDown, she's never had, aside from what that being in a WrestleMania match with like 47 other women.
Yeah,
would be her only match as far as canon is concerned, because they don't talk about NXT all the shit she did there. So.
So Charlotte has to fight like two brutal ladder matches to get a title opportunity, and Lana just
shows up.
Hello, I'm Russian and I want a title match. There
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. This shit makes no sense. And
land of opportunity.
The people coming up with this stuff don't know anything about wrestling, and the people who should know about wrestling don't seem to stop it. You know, like. Sometimes you forget, like, Arn Anderson is back there, and Finley and shit. Like, what's going on, dude? What are you fucking doing back there? Jesus Christ. I don't understand it, man.
And then you got Road Dogg running the show, and that should tell you all you need to know.
Well, dude. When he came out and said, like, on Twitter, going at people saying that wins don't matter, it's like, you fucking...
Yeah.
You have drank too much of the Kool-Aid, sir. You have gone full tired.
That's just it, man. Yeah.
Well, they say Vince McMahon thinks that the viewers have short-term memory, like goldfish. That's like an actual belief he has. Like that's how he plans this out.
I'm sure some of them he's not wrong about, but
right. And they've doubled down, dude. The ratings are in the dumper, and you know it's because SmackDown's been bad, and nobody wants to watch fucking transgender Mahal.
That's because Roman Reigns isn't Universal Champion.
Yes.
That's the reason. Just make him Universal Champion as soon as possible.
I had never thought of this, Ash, ever. Now
that's
I know.
The reason.
Yeah, put all of the belts on him.
All of the belts.
Yeah. Tag team championships, women.
Tag team by himself.
Yeah. Have him go to ROH, win the three-man title. Fuck it.
I wouldn't be surprised to have him just win the tag belts by himself. Just all the matches are handicap matches, and he just goes to everybody.
Like, give him the title and the Money in the Bank briefcase so he can run in on himself.
It's like a video game thing where it's like Roman Reigns, and then the other one's like a slightly.
Oh, no.
Reigns.
It'll be NXT Roman Reigns. NXT Roman Reigns with the fucking red shorts. Yeah, boy. That's what I'm talking about.
It's Roman Reigns versus Roman Reigns versus Roman Reigns.
Could be like like Mortal Kombat where they have like every color ninja.
Yeah.
Scorpion, Sub-Zero, the Reptile, and 60 others.
Yeah, dude. It's four Roman Reigns, fatal four-way.
Yeah.
And it ends in a fuck finish when they all four Superman punch each other at the same time. For
and the universe implodes. Because,
yes, I was just going to say
because no one can win.
No,
only Roman can win.
Yeah,
but Reigns must pose.
We need Jesus to save us now.
Reigns must pose. Oh, okay. Moving on. Oh, the debut of Mike and Maria Kanellis, as they're now known.
Yes, he took her last name.
This went over like a fucking fart in church, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really odd when you look at where Mike and Maria were on SmackDown in that following couple nights.
They weren't?
Exactly. They weren't nowhere to be seen.
Dude, why would you think anyone would know who the fuck Mike Bennett is?
Well, that's why he's taken her last name and he's the Kanellis, because I think that he is not. Like, they don't give a fuck about Mike Bennett at all. They wanted Maria back. Maria probably asked if her boyfriend or her husband can come by. And they're like, yeah, sure, we'll give him your last name and he'll be a fucking cuck. And that there's your storyline.
A cuck gimmick, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is she that memorable from WWE?
No. She made her name after the WWE, for fuck's sakes.
Right. How long has it been since she's been there?
2010, I believe.
Well, there you go. No one remembers that, man. So they come out and nothing, dude. I don't know.
That was some horrible acting, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are they supposed to be like... is it supposed to be like comedy or...
It's supposed
are
to be
they serious?
They're supposed to be the couple that you hate to look at because they're all, they're in quotations perfect.
Okay, but, so they actually want me to hate them.
Yeah, because it's the exact same characters from TNA, which I know nobody watches TNA, but I used to write a weekly column on TNA, and it's really hard. It's basically Mean Girls. The movie Mean Girls, that's Maria and Mike Bennett.
Mm.
Do you guys hear that? Sounds like you can see they're kind of doing shit with Miz and Maurice, that they've actually might split them up and have Miz with these two guys because it's too similar to the Mike and Maria Kanellis gimmick.
Yeah.
Even though they're on completely different shows.
Well, they're going to take Miz's... Oh, by the way, we're going to take the thing that you've spent the last year making awesome with your wife, and we're going to put it on two people that nobody fucking remembers.
One person nobody remembers, one person nobody knows.
I'm happy that the Axeman got some fucking television time, though.
Okay, I got to bring up... Okay, do you think they're going to go by the name the Zodiacs? Because they better. They really better.
What do you mean?
Because they called when they were in the bear suit when they took their masks off. Corey Graves called them the Zodiacs.
Why?
Because they're wearing bear costumes and Zodiac is a bear.
Yes. No. Yes. Yes. No. No. Yes. Was that the character that did that?
Yes. Yes. I believe so.
No.
Ed Leslie.
All right. Just do that.
Maybe
they
told the Miz, we're gonna take away your gimmick, but you'll get Bo Dallas in return.
And he was like, "Fuck yes,
give me Bo right now."
The only way I'll do it is if you throw the X-Man in there for free.
Dude, I fucking like the X-Man. I
do too. I like the new Bo Dallas. I like his look.
I like them both too, but they suck on the on Raw. But I like them somehow.
I know, right? I think it's Bo Dallas and is a charming paunch, that little belly he's got. Makes you like him.
I feel like I liked Axeman's dad so much that like I'm being friendly towards his father's memory by liking him, you know.
Oh, yeah. I think so, yeah.
That's it. He defeated Triple H when he debuted at his debut.
He also he beat somebody in an ambulance match once, didn't he? Or no. Mm-hmm. Or yeah, I don't know. Maybe I could be wrong. There's so much.
Like, he killed that woman in the park. Remember that? No.
No, I don't.
He's making stuff up.
But you said Bo Dallas's belly. Is that the reason that Baron Corbin now is wearing a tank top?
Oh, without a doubt.
He also had like a saggy, floppy belly.
Yeah, that pregnant lady belly. Had a baby.
Yeah, wasn't like a pregnant, like she was pregnant. It was like a woman who's had like 3-4 kids.
Yeah, it was just that saggy smile.
Yeah.
Did his fucking chest, his torso looked like sad. It was great, man. Literally looked sad.
He had a sad belly button.
Yeah.
That's because it's attached to Baron fucking Corbin. That's why. Be sad too. All it does is like look up at his bald head and look down and see his fucking tiny dick.
Tiny dick.
It's right. You heard it here first. Baron Corbin's penis tiny. Don't ask how I know. Tammy Stitch told me.
Investigative journalism.
Yeah, exactly. I'm willing to go the extra mile to get the story here on Suplex City Limits.
One lonely Friday night, Jim dressed up as a woman. He met Baron Corbin.
What else do we have here? We had the title match. That was exciting.
Jinder Mahal against Randy Orton.
Transgender Mahal is the politically correct.
Yes.
It's the politically correct way to say his name. the match was whatever. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it was exactly.
How dare you disrespect the Maharaja? Don't disrespect my name.
Yes. The Washaraja car wash. That's car washing down. I don't know if Middle Eastern people own car washes in the Netherlands, but they do here.
Oh, they don't.
It's gas stations in Canada. I don't know if that's like that everywhere else.
7-Elevens and shit, yeah.
No, in Canada, 7-Elevens aren't very popular because in Canada, or at least in my town, you don't go to a 7-Eleven.
Don't they have fucking Slurpees at 7-Eleven?
Yes, but if you want, I have never once went to 7-Eleven and did not encounter a homeless or a prostitute person there. Not once. I legit watched my buddy get chased around a 7-Eleven by a hooker.
You mean a hooker person?
Yes, a hooker person. See, I told you my English is worse than yours. I wasn't fucking lying.
How much did he have to pay her to get her to chase him around?
He just ran away. He jumped into the window of his car, and they drove off. It was like one of those fucking action movie scenes. It was great.
What the shit? That's a way more interesting story than talking about this match, honestly.
Oh, there's much more to it, but it would take forever.
When he grabbed Bob Orton, shouldn't Bob Orton then have had the cast on and smash him in the head?
Yes.
How cool would that have been? Come on, man.
That would have been great.
And Flair stand there like scared old men, dude. I wanted to see them all get a shot, man, really. Flair could have chopped him. And Ratchke could have put him in the claw. It would have been awesome, dude.
Yeah. Larry Hanning would do the nothing because he looks like he can't move. But
he would do whatever the hell Larry Hanning's finisher is.
I think it's an axe handle smash, isn't it? Or something like that.
Fuck, is that why they call him the Axe?
I don't, maybe. I don't know. I'm just maybe I'm just being ignorant. I don't know.
I mean, back in the day, shitty moves were finishers, but yeah. I don't think anybody fucking ever used the axe handle. Come on. That's like the lamest move ever.
Well, I'm going to search up what Larry the Axe Handling's finisher was, so you guys keep on talking.
Thank you. I mean, like, that makes the atomic drop look exciting. Which is, like, still nobody has hit me. If you figure out how you can, how a blow to the balls is illegal, but the, like, inverted atomic drop is okay, hit me up on Twitter and tell me, because that's a wrestling plot hole right there.
Hashtag fuck finish.
Oh man, I hope there's a fuck finish coming up. You can put it in one of your shorts, man.
So it's finishing move.
Yeah,
running forearm smash and elbow drop.
That's even better. Running forearm smash.
Old school shit, man. Yeah. Those guys, man, can't get away with that shit now.
No.
I don't see. Does anyone? I mean, when's the last time you saw it? I mean, they do the inverted atomic drop, but like the old atomic drop, man.
Describe that to me. Describe that. Are you talking about like the one on the knee?
Where you drop the dude's ass on your knee. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't really see that very much anymore.
Yeah, but he lands on his feet like before he hits your knee. Like clearly stops the fall.
Yeah.
I think people the last time I would have seen that move was WrestleMania Superstars when Andre the Giant would do it, and you go clear across the ring.
But people do the inverted one still, and it looks like so obvious. Like, stop doing that. The Hardys, I think, do it on this. Anyway, this match was boring.
It was the same match as Backlash.
And they're going to doing it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the same sing spot, too, where he damn near kills him on the fucking table.
Yeah, that was the only good thing they copied from Backlash.
Dude, that's my favorite part, is him just fucking crushing those guys.
Yeah, Randy Orton, like, really takes care of his own body, doesn't do any spots, but he doesn't care about the other wrestler.
No, not at all.
Yeah, he's a prick, man.
He's like, I'm not doing this, so you have to.
Mm-hmm. And these two guys together is just fucking bad. But he gets distracted. I mean, it's basically off a distraction. He gets the Washa Raja gold special for the win. that one, they do the undercarriage, man.
What's the name of this finisher? What's the name of that finisher?
I don't know. His actual finisher?
The Maharaja's finisher.
Not 100% sure, to be completely honest with you. It's like a sidewalk slam or something, isn't it?
Yeah. But doesn't have a name.
That shows how little impact whatever his finisher is. I had a made-up name.
He's the world champion, and you guys have a wrestling podcast. Yeah. You should know his finisher.
A really shitty wrestling podcast.
They call it an arm trap neck breaker. But it needs a citation. I don't know what that means. But
what does he call it, though?
That's what it's called under his Wikipedia, an arm trap neck breaker. That's all it says. I don't know if they've even... What you called it is probably what it's called. The Waharaja.
The Washaraja.
The Washaraja. There you go. The Washaraja.
Yeah. It's the car wash that he owns and then the Singh brothers manage.
But it's a really weak move. Like, how did he beat Randy Orton with that?
It only takes one, dude. I don't know.
I'm looking at his other finishers. He's got... a camel clutch with theatrics. What are the theatrics?
I didn't think that dude did any theatrics.
The theatrics are that there isn't actually a camel involved.
The theatric is it's not the Iron Sheik doing it.
The theatric is that he's pretending to be from India.
That's true, because he's Canadian.
Canadian, yeah.
Exactly.
I've made an animation about him, and people are like really pissed off at me because I made a parody of him. And first of all, I make a parody of every wrestler, so
exactly.
Anyway, they're like really mad because he's supposed to be Indian, and they're proud Indians, and I get that, but he isn't Indian; he's Canadian.
Exactly. He's of Indian heritage.
And he's a bad guy, so what are you proud of? Like, the WWE is making him be a very, like, cheating champion. And they're, like, really proud.
Yeah, like, that's what boggles my mind with this, is that they're trying to win over India by making him look like
making
assholes.
Him a bad guy. Yeah.
But I mean,
in the meanwhile, in India, he's the greatest hit since car washes.
Since do-it-yourself car washes. Yeah, call centers.
Since computer tech support. Hello, thank you for calling. My name is John.
I had that, actually. That actually happened to me. Some guy wanted to, convince me that my Microsoft had viruses and he knew how to fix it.
He just called you up over the phone one day, just like,
Hey,
really? Your computer has a virus. I was like, how do you know what my computer is?
Put an Indian accent, yeah.
Jim, what would that sound like?
I just spent an hour talking to him until he got tired of me. I didn't do anything he said because I knew, like, he was trying to scam me.
You should have just been like, Roman Reigns.
No, but they do it. They actually do it. It was on the news here because a lot of people, like old people, they get fooled by it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell, even I get fooled by it. I was at work the other day, and this place called, and they asked me, do you guys want some light bulbs for free? I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, we'll also send you
light me up, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Light me up, what a pun. But then he's like, yeah, we'll send you a jacket too, but we'll send it to your home address. I was like, fuck yeah, send it, dude. And then I go tell somebody how I fucking got the sweet deal on light bulbs. And I got yelled at because this company was known for selling you light bulbs, recording your voice, and then saying said yes to these light bulbs and charging you in the end.
You're gonna get fired.
That's what I get fired for. They missed a lot of things.
Well, if you do, you can come stay here for a while.
There you go, North Dakota, where I'm always welcome, right?
Oh, you're always welcome here. It's the Peace Garden State, buddy.
There you go.
Hey, bud. All right.
Did you not get the light bulbs? I'm now.
No.
I need to know this.
I did not get the light bulbs at all.
Tell us about the fucking light bulbs, man.
What's in the fucking box?
For all listening to this podcast to know about your light bulbs.
Oh, fuck.
Don't give me a fuck finish. Tell me about the light bulbs.
He's like the callback fucking king here. Oh, my God. I had to recover from that one. We still have the Money in the Bank match.
We're still got Tyler Breeze and Fandango against the Ascension, actually.
Oh, my God.
That's a surprise.
There's nothing here.
No, they bring up, like, oh, we're going to fight you tonight. And I was like, oh, man, what tag team could that be?
Yeah, I was actually excited.
Yeah, and then it's the Ascension, and I just wanted to fucking off myself in my closet. That's about it.
The Ascension, it's like, oh, man.
I wanted to ascend myself. From the ceiling.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Because the match was over and done with, like, very, very quickly, right?
Yeah, yeah. Fandango won with an inside cradle.
They didn't even use it to make the Ascension look better.
No, they didn't make anybody look better, really. It just came off making everybody just look like shit.
And you know what? This story is all because, remember that one Fashion Files? They're walking down a hall, and they just open this random door, and those two were in there, you know, hooking up. Yeah. And then they had a match, and, like, there's been this rivalry ever since that. Like, you know what the... You open the door to our little room.
Well, they're also the ones that trash the... Their room, so it's weird.
But why?
You're right, by the way. I remember now. They opened the door, and they were in that little room.
They're just staring at them. It's like, we were about to get it on. Close the fucking door.
The Ascension.
Yeah. They're called the Ascension.
I would like to have more. Make them the Ascension and have them in, like, assless chaps and make them lovers.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go. That's all we need now is to see Connor's fucking pimply ass.
Dude, that one guy got fat. I don't know. That's the thing is, like, I refuse to figure out which one is which. I don't know who Connor or Victor is, which
Connor's
one is which.
Connor's the big one.
Okay, well, Connor is fucking... He's fat.
Oh, I'm not on the ball here.
He's fat!
There it is. You didn't give me any sound effects yet today. I was, like, setting you up. Like, like a layup. Like I'm like throwing the ball up to you, like just lofting it, and you just like boom, strike.
I'm from Canada, sir. We're not good at basketball. Have you seen the Canadian prodigies in basketball? Steve Nash, but 5 foot fuck all. That's about it.
Great basketball player.
Oh,
Steve
great,
Nash.
Great basketball player.
So what was your point then?
Well, but that's all we've produced, really, Steve Nash.
Okay. Well, it's just an analogy.
I know. I'm just turning around on you, sir.
It's that moment like when like
I'm trying to keep up, but
mom and dad start arguing at the table when there's guests.
is the NBA big up in the Netherlands?
No. Just like wrestling, by the way.
It's not big over there?
No, absolutely not.
Do they come there at all for house shows or anything?
Once in like 2 years after WrestleMania, they do their European tour.
And they come through there?
Yeah, they were in Rotterdam this year.
You ever went or no?
No, they didn't go. I was too busy animating those shorts. How ironic.
I was too busy drawing cartoons about wrestling to go see wrestling.
Actually, yeah. I've been wondering, what is it you use to make them?
You mean like software?
Yeah.
Well, it's a really, really old Flash animation software. Do you know Flash, by the way?
Yeah.
Like Adobe now has the rights to Flash, but the one I'm using is still from Macromedia, like before the Adobe bought Flash. So it's a really, really old some animation software. And I've got one of those, you know, digital pens.
Yeah.
Obviously, I can't draw that using a mouse. So
No, I wouldn't say.
I have a digital pen. That's what I use. It's really old software. It's from 2002, I guess.
Oh, wow.
But it does what it needs to do.
I like the look of them. So if wrestling's not popular there, how did you get into wrestling, man?
Oh, I don't know. When I was like young, they had like a channel that nobody watches, and they used to show WCW Nitro.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as I saw Sting, I was like, you know, hooked. And then Goldberg came, and then I don't know.
Yeah. No,
I just like people beating the crap out of each other.
Yeah, that was a great era of WCW to watch too.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is I didn't even know that WWF existed back then.
So I
thought WCW was the only like wrestling show there was.
So now you get to go back, and you have the network there, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you can go back and watch all the stuff you missed.
And I was a gamer, so I bought all the wrestling games.
All right.
I found out about WWF through like the wrestling games. I hadn't actually seen Stone Cold Steve Austin, but I had like played with him for 2 or 3 years.
Just thought he was a made up name.
In the beginning, I thought it was a fake Goldberg. I thought it was like a fake WCW game.
Oh, that's bullshit.
They didn't have the rights to WCW, so they made Steve Austin.
That's Stone Cold? What kind of fucking name is Stone Cold?
Low-rent-ass Goldberg.
And then here comes Goldberg, and you're all fucking confused as shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man. We still haven't finished the show.
No, we've got the Money in the Bank match. Shinsuke Nakamura against Sami Zayn, AJ Styles, Baron Corbin, Kevin Owens, and Dolph Ziggler.
But before we start with this match, the match before this match was like the tag team match with Ascension, right?
Yeah.
They were like the pre-main event match.
The piss break.
The piss break match, the death spot.
They went on after the world championship match.
Yeah.
Yes. That tells you exactly where the world championship stands.
Yes, exactly.
You got to finish with, I think Money in the Bank being at the end is weird because usually you'd have it like earlier in the show and you can then tease, maybe they'll cash in tonight, you know?
You couldn't end though with Randy Orton and Jinder Mahal. No, you couldn't do it.
Unless you were going to put him over. The crowd was into him. It was his hometown. It's like, we're going to have you lose to this guy who can't talk, can't wrestle, just because he's big and brown, you know, from the right country. And not only that, in your hometown, in front of your dad, in front of Ric Flair. What the fuck? Dude. I'm surprised, like, is his mom alive? I mean, I'm sure they should have brought her in there and made her watch. All your kids, we're going to make your kids come and watch. You lose to this guy. That's ridiculous, dude. This, you know, started off with Corbin taking out Nakamura in the beginning.
I was so happy that he came in later in the match. If they had, like, left him out entirely, I would, like, be really pissed.
I mean, it seemed like they were setting up for him to come back to win, but no less. Yeah. I thought this was, you know, great match. I really didn't like the end. I really didn't like Baron Corbin. We guessed it. We both called it last week, but still didn't want to actually see it.
No. Yeah, everything except for the ending was great. The ending missed like a huge spot.
Yeah. Something you could see the crowd watching something in the corner. It's like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
I would agree with that. And Corbin, it's dumb because it just means like every person who went to that show is gonna walk out mad. Everybody who watched it's gonna like go, you know. It's like, why would you do that? I mean, I know sometimes the heel needs to win, but it just seems like it's all the time where their pay per views end and you just like try to turn it off, and I'm just like, wow. You know, the wife, like, she'll be like, hey, how's wrestling? It's like, oh, it's fucking awful.
Why do you still watch it? I don't know.
It's a waste of 3 hours. I have to watch it all so that I can come and talk about it on the internet for nothing.
The thing is, like, a lot of people say, why do you watch it? If you don't watch it, then they'll, like, do their best. But we're all, like, really hoping it to be better. Exactly. So that's why we're watching.
Yeah.
And we get disappointed every single time, and then we continue watching because we're hoping that one day they'll do something great.
Yeah, I would suggest going online somewhere and stealing Lucha Underground and just watch all four seasons of Lucha Underground. And
I haven't watched Lucha Underground. I should.
You should. No, it's in my opinion, it's the best wrestling show going today. It's awesome, dude.
If you can suspend your disbelief and pretend that the dragons are real and shit, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I can.
There you go. Then you'll love it.
There's like, there's a tribe of lizard wrestlers.
It's a tribe of drugged out rabbits.
Yeah, like a dude with his checkerboard costumes, and a dude from outer space, and it's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Which,
well, if you can believe in anything Bray Wyatt does, then you can believe in Lucha Underground, I guess.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, like Bray is the master of projectors, like really big projectors, showing his
garden, his worms, his tackle
his
box,
worms, his collection of worms.
He's quite the editor and stuff. He knows a lot about videography.
Yeah, he comes in early to work to set up his projector.
No. He comes in early to work to fuck JoJo. That's what he does.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
He Luke Harps her.
Oh! Luke Harper must have shown him that move. That's like one of those ninja tricks he's got.
Oh, man. Afterward, I watched Tack and Smack. Did anybody else hang around for that?
No.
It's really easily. I can summarize Talking Smack this way. Naomi sucks at talking. Jinder also sucks at talking. Mm-hmm. He's interrupted by Corbin, who also sucks at talking.
Yeah.
The end.
At least Corbin is much better in the talking smack realm than he is in the ring.
Yeah.
I give you that. I'll give you that.
He doesn't say Cartman on talking smack.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's bad. but yeah, you imagine like...
Whose idea was that? Was that his own or a writer?
Oh, a writer.
Promotion.
Oh, that was without a doubt a writer. Vince McMahon, he's just getting on that South Park is a thing. See, all those years of them making wrestlers into South Park action figures or whatever, he didn't catch on to that. He just thought that was creative.
Yeah.
As we always said, no one's ever called somebody Cartman as an effort to insult them. It's just never happened.
No.
Nobody would be that lame. Except for Baron Corbin in wrestling, you know?
I love that he's catching on to like things that already exist.
Oh yeah.
What are these things that young humans like? these newborn humans, what do they like? What is this thing called Cartman?
The Indies. That's just ROH, right?
Tell me what I want to hear or you're fired.
So that's Money in the Bank. I thought it was a very meh. Some good wrestling, lots of bad finishes.
There were two upsides. First, Kevin Owens killing himself 3 times.
Yes.
And what I really, really enjoyed was AJ Styles and Nakamura grabbing the ladder together and then like slowly putting it away.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was a good spot. It was.
And I thought they were going to be interrupted and they're going to like tease it, but they went full on. They had a fight.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah. How did that happen? Who decided that? Like, let's throw the internet fans a bone. Wow.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Let's throw people who watch New Japan a bone. That's awesome.
Maybe they had to counter Omega and Okada.
Yeah.
I would love to see him do that. You would think they would too, right? That they'd be like, you know, these matches are considered the best matches. Who can we put together to try to get, you know, like, not that anyone gives a fuck about what Meltzer says a match is, but, you know, to put on a match that like can actually be discussed in the match of the year. I love when people are like, match of the year, like what, in WWE, I guess. Which 1 year was given to a woman's match on this show. So,
oh, yeah, Sasha and Bailey.
Sasha Bailey at NXT, that was our WWE branded match of the year that year.
Oh.
So
see his reaction. Oh,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, exactly, dude. That goes to say how great matches they have, you know?
Yeah. It's WWE. Like it's a postponed disappointment for me. Yeah. Like a disappointment 2 years late.
The worst kind of disappointment.
Yeah. I had this hanging over me like 2 years long, and now I'm finally disappointed.
So that was Money in the Bank, man. What's next? What the hell is next? Great Balls of Fire? Is that
Great Balls of Fire?
Now
is that the next thing?
That is a video I can't wait to see.
I have to think of what I'm gonna do. I'm thinking like Samoa Joe and Brock Lesnar just kicking each other in the nuts. for the entire match until one of the balls like catches fire.
Oh yes, there we go.
I don't know. I have no idea yet.
Well, the fans have like hijacked your stuff with Rusev's dog. Now that's like Rusev's dog is what's over with the wrestling shorts viewers.
Well, he has a match coming up. Like I have these dream matches, and I let people pick who I should draw, and then if I see something that I like, I pick that one, and then I make an animation. I made one with Daniel Bryan versus Shawn Michaels, so it wasn't like an actual dream match. And I was planning to pick like AJ Styles versus Nakamura because that had was suggested like 10 or 15 times, and then the Doggy Rusev matches came in, and they were like, they had likes, like 400 likes for a comment. Like someone said Doggy Russo versus random wrestler, and it had like 400 likes on a video that has probably 3,000 likes. So that's a lot of likes.
Got to give the people what they want, right?
I can't like look past it.
Should just book it like McMahon would, dude, and just don't give them what they want.
There's like 5 seconds at the beginning. Doggy Rusev is gone.
I think you should do. Maybe you need to have Roman Reigns just beat Rod Doggy Rusev. It's completely out of the picture, man.
Well, or the Doggy Rusev versus Roman Reigns is a WrestleMania main event.
That's a WrestleMania caliber match, okay? Yeah. We're not going to be wasting that on Great Balls of Fire.
What if Doggy Rusev's balls were the Great Balls of Fire?
Oh. Do you mean his actual balls or the balls he plays with, like dog toys?
His actual balls, I would say. His flies around. Dog. He's
great. I know you so well that I don't even need the clarification on which balls you mean. I know which balls you mean.
I was giving him a chance to like choose the light side.
No. He uses them as a propulsion system. See,
propulsion.
Propulsion.
He laughed at how you
propulsion. Propulsion. That's how you say it. Is it right? Propulsion.
Yes. Propulsion. Okay, the word of the day is
fuck finish.
Propulsion. Fuck, yeah, finish. Fuck finish and propulsion. Jesus, yeah. This is off the rails. So that was Money in the Bank. And I'm glad we're done with that. But yeah, man, definitely everyone needs to check out your channel, Wrestling Shorts, on YouTube. Yeah. If you get some merch, I was thinking, I'm going to give you a great idea here. Wrestling Shorts.
Yeah.
So it'll be wrestling shorts with wrestling shorts on the shorts.
On the shorts, I know. That was the actual pun, you know.
Or like, or you can just do short shorts.
When I came up with the idea, I knew like that would be a pun. I'm happy you gave me the idea though.
Have you considered wrestling short shorts where they're very short?
Or just wrestling shirts.
You could just do shirts if you wanted to.
Just do shirts.
With a pair of shorts on the shirt.
Yeah. It could be like shortception.
Like, shorts like inside inception, shorts.
Inception of shorts. And how short should the shorts actually be? Should they be shorter than shorts or should they...
How short are short shorts exactly?
I'm not short. Sorry, that was really, really bad.
So amazing.
That's great. I love it.
I was like, how's this gonna go? I'm like, you know, today, and I'm like, this has been fantastic, man.
it has been a blast to speak with you.
Yeah, but the videos are super funny. I don't know which one is the first one I saw. Maybe the one with Reigns getting stuck in Braun's beard.
Yeah, that's my favorite because it was the most work. It's not the funniest, but it was the most work, and that's my personal favorite. I think people like the one where Roman Reigns wins every title and like punches Bayley in the face and punches Goldberg's son gets punched in the face.
Oh, that is so good.
And Roman Reigns becomes Goldberg's new son.
I love it.
Oh, he because so doesn't in the in the video doesn't he do a dab as well?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought he did a dab in the video. My bad.
I don't think I've ever drawn a dab.
Just wait until TJP is on a pay per view.
Yeah.
If he ever main events anything in his life,
it might be 6 years away. He might be suicide again by then.
He might.
Was he suicide?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
He might commit suicide by then. Let's be realistic.
Was he in a tag team with Chris Benoit?
They were called Double Homicide.
Double Homicide?
Yeah.
Was the wrestler Homicide with them too? Triple
No, he was
homicide?
The manager. He was the mouthpiece.
Dark. Well, dark.
We've cultivated a lot of fucking madness here today, man. A lot of great ideas, though. Like wrestling shorts.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
That's awesome. Yeah, everyone need to check out the videos. Subscribe on YouTube. Follow on Twitter at Wrestling Shorts.
Yeah, everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Wrestling Shorts.
Yeah.
And support me on Patreon for the people who would like some extra behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Give the man some money. See, like eventually, that's the thing. Like, if you enjoy something that somebody does,
yeah.
If you all give them enough money, then they can do it all the time, and you get way more of it, and that's awesome.
Yeah, but that's like the truest thing I've heard in weeks.
That's
a lot of people have requests, and they tell me to do this, do that, and the only thing I can say is I have a full-time job, man. I can't.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm dying over here. I can't even.
I haven't take slept a lunch for break. 7 days.
I haven't slept. Give me your money.
People don't. Yeah, and that's the thing too. If you're like, you know, if we're not up at the time that our show is usually up, all of a sudden, dude, messages start coming. You know, like,
where's the episode? It's like, calm the fuck down.
But the thing is, I appreciate it. Like, you don't want to ask them for money because you are really appreciative of their support anyway.
Yeah, right.
It's just that, okay, if you want more, you don't have to want more, but if you want more, then some financial aids would be great.
Financial. My account has financial aids, man. My fucking bank account has financial aid. Hashtag financial aids.
Financial aids is supposed to be a good thing, man.
It's an epidemic coming around these days. It's the new kind of AIDS.
Financial aids is supposed to be positive.
Yeah. HIV positive.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man.
he queued that one up for me. It was great.
He got it.
It's awesome, man. Definitely, everyone check out the wrestling shorts. And, dude, thanks for hanging out with us, man. It's been a blast.
It's fun for me, so you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome back on the show anytime.
Sure, so, I'd love that.
There you go. All right, man. Thanks a lot for taking time out to do it.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks again to Ash from Wrestling Shorts YouTube channel. I love that guy.
Oh, that was so fun. I will admit, that was great.
I wasn't sure, man. I wasn't sure how it would go, but he's one of my new favorite people, as you were saying.
Yeah, no, he has made the list.
It's great, man. It cracked me up. It's a great accent as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I'm a sucker for accents. I love them. Like, you get anybody with an accent. Like, you take Liam Neeson or Anthony Hopkins. They speak. Yeah. I listen.
You listen. There you go. How about to a southern accent?
Dude, a southern Belle accent.
I'm trying to get us the southern on the show. Will, Tramell, you know you're listening. I'm saying it to you right now, buddy. From the Shootin' the Shiznit podcast, shout out to him. Try to get him on the show. We have a real-life southerner on our show.
Well, hey, and you know, if you want to see or hear Tyler Fudge get flustered, bring on a southern Belle. I won't even be able to speak.
Okay.
I'll just be in the corner beating off or something.
I think the most southern person we ever had was Charlie from New Blood. I think he's from like one of the Carolinas. So I think he was the most southern person we've had. But
and I wasn't even a host then.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. You can check out that show as well as all of our other shows with guests like Mega Ran, Brian Zane, JTG from WWE, and all of the other interviews in our archive, which is available free everywhere, Podbean, and
our
all
boy
that.
Don't... Casanova Valentine, who just, he's probably healing up right now.
Yeah, from his crazy death. Did you watch that video?
Yes.
Great. No ring death match, man. That shit's crazy. Check that out online, man. It's just him and another cat in a bar just going fucking at it.
Yeah, with the fucking skewer sticks. Oh.
Yeah, oh. Pretty intense. Shout out to him. We got to get him back on the show sometime.
We do.
He's SCL's favorite deathmatch wrestler, the hipster heartthrob Casanova Valentine. So let's get into some shit here, man. Let's get into the news. We'll do a quick news.
This week, the news. The naked dick pic is on the cover of 2K18. Shibata gives a bleak interview at the
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is the wrestling news. last week we talked about PJ Black injuring himself base jumping.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
His finger got ripped off by a satellite dish, dude.
What?
He says, quote, "My finger got caught in a satellite dish and it ripped the tip of the finger off. I've got two titanium plates in my leg and a pretty messed up finger, but I'm alive." Could be out anywhere 6 to 12 months, dude.
Where are you base jumping? Where are satellites?
Who fucking knows? Dude. He's really, like I said last week, he's like the shittiest base jumper ever, dude.
Well, yeah, definitely.
The only people who suck more at base jumping than him are dead.
And I was just going to say that. The people that suck more than him are not alive.
Yeah, exactly. What else we got in the news? Mauro Ranallo's coming back?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't see that coming at all.
I did not see that coming. I agree.
Mamma mia.
And back where, you know what? I think NXT is where he should have been to begin with. Because this actual wrestling, it's not this bullshit we're forced to watch week in, week out.
Because Phillips is off there now, right? Or no, Graves. Phillips. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, Graves is off. I would imagine Phillips would be off too once Mauro Ranallo comes back.
Yeah, he is supposed to be. Yeah. Oh,
probably
man.
Mauro and Nigel McGuinness. Oh, come on.
Yeah, but with that other shithead.
Percy Watton. Yeah. Fuck him.
He's
fuck him
awful.
And his Sally Raphael glasses.
Yeah, he's the shits, man. Just Mauro and Nigel would be great together. I'll take that.
Yeah.
But that's cool. After they shit on him with those, you know, those bullshit segments on SmackDown.
I know. It's fucking... the whole situation is... I'm sure he's got a job to avoid a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. Is The Undertaker coming back, or is this all just trying to get people to watch the shows? Some people are saying that Undertaker's coming back, which, how awful would that be?
I really hope this is some kind of fever dream.
He came out at WrestleMania and had an awful dog shit match, but he retired in a fucking cool moment. Just let it be, dude. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, you even, the next night on Raw, his clothes were still in the ring. How, like, where are you going to go from there? Really, realistically, let's think about this from a logic point of view. You can't. You're not going to top that. No matter what you try, you'll never do it. Because nobody's
and the
chance, coming.
And Raw opens with fans chanting Undertaker for like 5 minutes. Ugh. Come on, man. Just leave it alone. Stop
I think that's just fans being idiots.
Yeah.
And it's like later on, we'll get to it.
AIW co-founder Chris Chandler Biggins Bryan passed away this week. Kevin Owens dedicated his match on SmackDown to him. I guess they're old friends. Guy was young too, so
really? This is the first I'm hearing about this actually.
Yeah. So what else we got in the news? See that Triple H invites Mayweather and McGregor to WWE to Raw. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Like, yeah, dude, sure. What a fucking...
Yeah, and you're going to help that by having fucking rat face Enzo Amore fucking tweeting them to you.
Oh, yeah, they'll fight him, right?
Yeah, fuck stupid.
Come on. Like, for them to act like they're going to help this out. Like, oh, yeah, we have something. Your ratings are shit.
Yeah, just
dude.
To latch on to it.
Oh, it's just pathetic, dude. It comes off looking just sad and desperate.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know what? Oh, this is why Mauro's back. Because Mauro's calling it on Showtime. So that's how they can latch on to it.
Well, you know. I don't know.
Whatever gets Mauro paid, I guess.
Do you know who Ian Riccaboni is?
No. But are you about to tell me something about him? Because that would be great, because the name is fucking something else.
He's like a new, he's going to be a new announcer for Ring of Honor.
Oh, fair. I hope they change his name. Because I'll never remember it. Never.
I thought maybe you knew who this guy was. I don't know who he is.
Not a clue. Not a goddamn clue.
What else you got in the news?
Let's see. Rebby Hardy has threatened to release drunk texts and DUI records of Jeff Jarrett if he doesn't stop.
DUI records. I mean, that's all public knowledge anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if she's got like some special Hardy compound fucking ones or straight from Puerto Rico or something, but I don't know. That's she just seems like she's coming off for attention now. She should spend more time taking care of her baby. And then he had a Shibata interview where he said that even before the headbutt that gave him the subdural hematoma, he was seeing double. Like, he'd look around and see things in double. That's how fucked his brain was. And he has had surgery on his eyes on 3 different occasions. And he also stated that the treatments are a heavy burden to his body because they're sending electrical pulses through his skull into his brain.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, and he said that the only hope he has for the future is that he can see clearly. That's fucked.
Wow. Yeah, well, I mean, take note. Stop hitting, you know, stop taking headshots you don't need to take.
Exactly.
Fucking doing shoot headbutts and shit and fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
What else you got? Anything else?
Let's see. Did you know that Wrestling Circus has created their own Twitch channel where they'll air all their shows?
Yeah, they have something coming up tonight. Is that live?
I don't know if it's live or not. I would imagine.
I think it's tonight, man, and I was thinking about checking that out. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure. What is Wrestle Circus? Have you seen this before?
I haven't watched a full show. I've seen matches from it.
I like the idea. If it's ridiculous and circus, you know,
I don't think it's cool. Ridiculous and circus, though. I really don't.
Well, I'm not saying, like, you know, it's like an actual circus, but it makes it sound like it's, like, at least exciting
Carney
or something.
Carney wrestling. That would be cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I might check that out. On Twitch is weird. Isn't it on Fight, too, or no? Just on Twitch?
I have no idea. I just see the Twitch thing. They're probably on Fight. I mean, everybody's on Fight, aren't they?
I could just be on Twitch, man. That makes sense.
But when it comes to that, another Seth Rollins on the cover of 2K18, which that must kill Vince McMahon.
Yeah, it seems like a backup plan, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's like, in all WWE logic, you'd think Roman Reigns would be on there. You know what I mean? Like, because of Vince McMahon and his burden to get him over.
No, I don't know. You want to get into some of these shows?
I ain't got anything else for news.
I'm good, man. Yeah, it took us like an hour to go through Money in the Bank.
That's true.
It was fun though.
Let's go through the highlights and the lowlights of WWE Raw.
That's way more exciting of an intro than whatever the hell song Raw is.
You
want more? Is that Raw?
Fuck, I can't even think of what their song is. I always fast forward it, so I don't even know.
Yeah, they're both the same. They're both modern rock dog shit.
CFO modern rock dog shit, probably.
So yeah, we polled you, the audience, well, at least those of you who follow us on Twitter, at Suplex City Limit, if you wanted full recaps of these shows, if we need to, you know, because we used to go all the way through them, or if we should just like hit the highs and the lows and get out of there. So that's what won, so that's what we're going to do. And I suggest if you don't, you know, some people are like, I don't watch it, you know, and I want to hear it. So my suggestion is this: listen to John Pollock and Wei Ting recap the shows.
Yeah.
And then come over here and listen to us talk shit on it and make jokes about it and stuff, yeah?
Yeah, there is nobody that recaps these shows quite like John Pollock waiting.
It's the best, man. It's like, if you want to find out just what happened, you know, it's not funny. It's not, you know, it's not that entertaining.
I find sometimes the deadpanness of waiting to be funny.
Okay. But for the most part, you know, it's just what happened on Raw,
yeah.
You know?
When John Pollock tries a joke, it's dad jokes.
Yeah, so that's my suggestion. If you want to recap, do that. Then come over here, then we'll make fun of it together, and it'll be a good time. Okay, that said. let's start with some of the high points of the show.
Okay.
Were there any high points of the show?
Well, it depends on what you classify as high. If you're looking at the highest point of the show,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, normally, okay, there was one true high spot in my opinion, and that would be, I thought the Big Cass promo heel turn was great. I thought that was top notch.
Okay, well, we'll get into that topic then. Yeah, I don't know, dude. Did you hear why they split these guys up?
No.
Backstage, Cass and Enzo reportedly very upset about it because they were the top selling merch sellers the last 2 months.
They also have the most merch on the website.
Yeah, this is allegedly. And apparently, Kevin Dunn was tired of Enzo's backstage attitude. And the move is entirely to punish Enzo. And more than it is to push Cass.
Oh, boy.
Boy. Not good.
I wouldn't have ever done that in Sneak Pete, I tell you that much.
It's crazy, right? It's crazy, Sammy's answer. Can you believe they broke those guys up? I can't believe it's totally crazy.
It's crazy.
Fellas, I'm a pacifist. I don't believe in war.
That's awesome. I mean, Enzo squeezed a tear out, dude.
Dude, yeah, props on him, dude. He sold that great. He did.
It's a shoot tear, I'm sure. Like, that's the reaction you would have when you know that your career is fucking over. You know what I'm saying? All he's thinking about is that I'm done here. I'm going to get fired. And somebody else is going to fuck Liv Morgan and not me.
Oh, Christ. That's totally true. It is.
And I'm going to have to go to, like, make $500 a night at New Jersey fucking clubs doing, like, little meet and greet parties, you know?
Yeah, because I can't wrestle a lick on the indie scene. Nobody will hire me for that.
No. Yeah. It's like, brutal, dude.
Does he even have a finisher?
Not one that doesn't involve a taller man, like, throwing him. He has the finishing moves of a sack of potatoes. Or any other, you know, heavy-ish inanimate object.
Oh, fucking hell.
And in Cass, he's just like fucking Test without the untimely death. I guess we'll see, you know, what happens with that untimely death.
But he's got more charisma than Test, that's for sure. Yeah. But, oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I don't understand. To me, that sounds about right, dude, because there's no other reason. Like, why else would you do this? They're selling merch like crazy. I don't like it. I've never been a big fan of the gimmick.
No.
But the drones are, people like them.
I knew why they were pushed.
Yeah.
But I didn't like it, but still, it's stupid. I don't get it. They are selling so much merch, you're basically flushing money down the toilet.
Exactly. What do you do? They should have put the belts on those guys a while back already.
Yeah.
And
yeah, the fact that they've never won a title ever is boggling.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense to me. So that seems logical as to why they would do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I thought, you know, yeah, Cass did a good job, Enzo did a good job with, but the whole thing was dumb.
I completely
with
agree.
With Graves and like just the footage, and it's like, what is it? That's what he's watching during Raw, is the security footage, because he doesn't want to watch Raw.
Yeah. Yeah, like, Kurt looked like an idiot.
Oh, God, he's awful.
He is. He's awful, and then the fact that he brought both of them out there and didn't solve the mystery himself. You know what I mean? Like,
and the security, never should you go to security footage in wrestling.
No.
If you ever find yourself writing security footage in the fucking in the script, just stop right there. Let's just stop.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's funny that you said that, because to me it was kind of a low of the show, honestly.
I completely agree with the segment overall to be a low, but I'm just talking Cass's promo in general.
Well, let me talk about something that I think was one of my favorite moments of the show. Samoa Joe versus a Samoan named Joe, which they threw up here before the end of the second hour. So they're just like, fuck it. Fuck the third hour. Which is funny. They're completely giving up on it now.
That's what it seems like, hey? Really?
This match wasn't anything. The best part of this, all of a sudden on the screen, an ambulance starts backing up. Oh. And the doors burst open, and there is Braun Strowman like Jason fucking Voorhees in the back of this ambulance. Yeah. Yeah. And he just roars, dude. Oh, it was glorious. I laughed so fucking hard at that, dude. Just the doors burst. There should have been smoke inside of the ambulance, dude. I don't even care.
You should have been ripping the IVs out.
It's just like, but then they ruined it. He comes in, he comes down the ramp, and I'm like, oh, God, yes, this is going to be awesome. And then he picks up a microphone. Oh, no. Why? He should have just came in and fucked Reigns up, and, you know, he could have done that. I'm not finished with you off of the microphone, you know?
Yeah, you knew he was getting that, I'm not finished with you, That was good.
He was talking and shit. And it's like, dude, he should have just came in and fucked him up. I don't know. They're going to have an ambulance match, which, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Ambulance matches never known for their quality.
Yeah. Well, he should do the... In the death days of WCW, there was a ladder match with Bam Bam Bigelow where they go through the roof of it into the ambulance, you know?
Okay, yeah.
That was a cool spot. If I were them, I would rip that off for this. Because none of their fucking 14-year-old fans, you know, remember what happened there anyway.
No. Fuck. I barely remember that.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, no.
Yeah. So,
what else we got on the show?
You know what? This is kind of in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the Miz and his entourage. I really like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all right.
I really liked it.
I like to see the Axeman on TV.
Yeah. But, you know, other than that, I got really nothing else to say for highs, really, honestly. But like, at some point, we've got to look at Roman Reigns that's going to face Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam.
I just didn't like, too, like, the recap of the 2 weeks of bear shit. So this is, like, the third week in a row that they're doing stuff that involves dudes in bear suits. I mean, you'd think about that, really. The third week in a row of wrestlers inside of fucking bear suits. I mean, you know, this is dog shit, man.
It is. It's like, that's what it's come to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you've got Dean Ambrose just psyching out Miz with bears, or Miz psyching out somebody with bears, vice versa. It's
yeah.
You got nothing
other
better.
Other quick points. I mean, Cesaro and Sheamus take out Cruz and Titus. The crowd cheers the heels winning on cheap tactics. They're just like cheating, and then they win, and the crowd goes fucking nuts for it. I love it.
Yeah. It's,
that one's fucking out those, for you.
Apollo Crews and Titus O'Neil, they look like they come from an Austin Powers movie.
Yeah. He's just ripping. I mean, it's like a cheap fucking... Famous B ripoff, honestly.
Yeah. No.
Another little thing, just a tiny bit of the show I enjoyed was Neville being, he's like sitting at the end, he's just sitting up there like lazily, like a fucking, I don't know, like an orc in a fucking, in a throne, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he looks like he'd be up there and he would just like be deciding people's fates, like if they die or not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like amazing. Like they should put a fucking throne up there and like have him just lounge in there, like looking all asshole and angry the whole show.
Just like fucking who did it in Lucha Underground, Jim? Who did that? Mill.
Yeah. Exactly. Like he'd just be chilling there all the time. It's awesome. That was badass, actually, in Lucha. He comes out to commentary. Neville, there's a chair sitting there for him. Okay. So that's interesting. Like, why is this an extra chair for his?
Yeah,
his
like, when does surprise. This chair come out? You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much the little tiny things in the show I enjoyed was Enzo and Cass had a promo, and right as they're leaving, fucking Enzo says to Graves, you got a hair out of place, and it almost fucking it almost cracks up Graves. You can see he like holds it in.
Yeah,
he almost fucking corpsed right there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's little things about Enzo Amore that can be funny.
That was like, 2 seconds of this whole show that I was like, this. Look, we're bringing like tiny things like over this one line.
Yeah.
Next week is the Goldust and R-Truth match. I thought this was the best of those Goldust promos too.
It was you know, it's, I kind of tuned out of it. I've seen enough of the promos, you know what I mean? It's like, I liked it. But it was meh for me.
So, I mean, that's pretty much Raw right there. So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
we're moving.
Rollins and Wyatt bored me to tears. Jackson Banks bored me to tears. Drifter and Balor, that's what you're promoting? Holy fuck.
Oh, yeah, dude, Drifter. If Drifter's going to come up behind fucking Balor doing, like, silly little fucking promos and shit, then I'm going to start cheering the Drifter. I was happy the Drifter attacked him. I was like, fuck yeah.
A big gulp.
No. Talk about SmackDown or what? We have a song for SmackDown?
Not yet, no. If somebody has any suggestions for a song for SmackDown, send them.
That's very uneven. We did one for Raw, now we got nothing for this.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you can lash me after. It's okay.
5-star podcast, motherfucker. So yeah, SmackDown. I would like sing one of the songs, but I have no idea any SmackDown song ever.
Something like the first one.
All right, dude.
Yeah. Or one was The Beautiful People by Marilyn Manson.
Oh, that was cool, and they used that. Yeah. Was that for Raw or was that for SmackDown?
That was for SmackDown. They used it for one episode of Raw.
That was cool. They should have just fucking stuck with that.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to talk about the piss poor attendance on this show.
Oh, the pictures.
Did you see the pictures floating around?
Yes, I did. That was unreal.
And sometimes people can be like, oh, that was before the show or that was this or that. Like, you saw the New Day next to the ring. Next to a complete, that whole camera side was like empty aside from the first like four rows.
Yeah, it's unreal.
They did some creative shooting of the fucking crowd that night.
Oh yeah. You can. I bet you there was just like they even just blacked out some cameras. Just like don't cut to these.
They've mastered it. They've mastered, you know, making an empty place look full. Like the TNA could learn something from them if they're gonna keep promoting wrestling in empty rooms. I guess they got to go to India and pay fucking 250 Indian people to fucking stand around and watch their shitty wrestling.
Yeah. Have you seen any of that?
Yeah, it's stupid looking.
Oh, man. E-Sing 3?
Oh.
That's so bad. Oh.
Yeah, dude, there's people. This is a side note. We're getting sidetracked, which I'm trying not to do because I'm trying to finish this in time, in a decent time. But I ran across some Impact fucking people on Twitter. Holy shit, dude. They're crazy motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, man.
Everything that's not Impact. And Impact is amazing, and Impact made AJ Styles, and all this shit they're saying. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on, dude? They're a sick bunch.
Oh yeah, dude. They're like some Westboro Baptist church sick.
Yeah, they remind me of them. They pretty much do online. That's how they act. They act like the fucking Westboro Baptist church. Exactly. That was well done right there.
Thank you.
Bunch of motherfuckers, though. Holy shit. Anyway.
It's unreal. That's part of the reason why I stopped doing the reviews.
Yeah, nobody was at this show. So there was one of our listeners did hit us up, and he sent me some pictures too, and he was there. I wish I remember his name. I apologize to you, sir.
You're in our hearts.
Yeah, you're in our hearts, exactly. No fashion files on this episode.
No.
That fashion files thing that everybody likes. Let's not do that this week.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that thing we put on the pay-per-view? Let's not do that either.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bennett and Maria. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't much to this, too. Little things that... Charlotte saying that there was 5 people licensed to be in the match. This is reminded me of, like, the old... When you had to have a manager's license to manage a wrestler.
Yes. Yes. Back in the day.
Now they're bringing licenses into the story, so oh my God.
Does he have a manager's license? Like, would he be licensed as a wrestler or a manager?
I don't give a fuck. I don't know.
That's where David Otunga needs to come in.
Yeah. Daniel Bryan spends the night being nagged by broads, pretty much.
It sounds like his life in general with Nikki and Brie.
Yeah, the SmackDown clits are all over his shit tonight.
Yeah, they announce that, like we said, there's another Money in Bank next week. Carmella doesn't have the briefcase. Brian gets really mad at James Ellsworth, and it was probably the highlight of the show.
Because he called his a hippie vegan baby?
Yeah. Brian's little short promo there was probably the best part of SmackDown, in my opinion.
Which was great. It was also great that Brie fucking tweeted out that their baby drinks milk, so he's a vegetarian, not a vegan. Like, touche.
Touche. That's funny.
I thought Becky Lynch had a good promo on this show.
Yeah, I agree. And she's probably the highlight of the SmackDown Women's Division anyways.
It was so true too. It's like she gets fucked. She's like, I get fucked all the time.
Yeah, you know? It's like it was from the heart.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. I think that's why it worked, because like she probably does feel that way.
Yeah,
like,
I can believe
get
that.
Fucked over.
I liked how she never even let him finish. She just walked away.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was interesting. The open, the America Face of America open challenge.
Yeah.
The delivery of getting it going was dumb, but Owens and fucking Gable was like, wow, a new matchup. It's interesting how much more excited I am for something I've never seen before.
Yeah, it was really good. You know, like for television standards, you know, like from what we usually get. Yeah, I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah. They're setting up. The Hype Bros want the title shot that they earned. To do it, they need to get a title shot. They need to beat the champions. I fucking hate when they do that shit.
Yeah, because you know they're going to beat them, and it just punks at your champions. It's just to do 50-50 booking.
Do not have the tag team champions wrestle. I mean, they almost have to defend it every time, right? I mean, it should be like a working belt, shouldn't it?
They don't
have a match unless they defend it. Even if they defended it and beat a lesser team. You know, a team that's way down on the bottom, that's fine. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just weird. I just don't like when you beat the champions to get a shot. It's like, it's boring by the time you get to the title shot.
The only other time they should fight would be like a squash match, a complete squash. Then the title wouldn't be on the line then.
I think they're going to split up the Hype Bros anyway.
Oh, I don't even think they'll make it. I think that, I don't even think they're going to win. I think that Zack Ryder's probably going to turn on Mojo Rawley or vice versa.
Oh, great. Dude, Sami Zayn found Ty Dillinger.
Yeah.
We were wondering where he's been. He's been in backstage drinking Sonic Shakes the whole fucking time.
Because they're all 10s.
Yeah. It's like, I don't understand the logic of that for McMahon. It's like, you know, have the guy that we have get beat by everyone, and the guy that fucking about to fire for the second time, get those guys to do it. <It's> so dumb.
I've never had a Sonic burger, Jim. How is it?
Sonic's awesome, dude. I wish we had one here. There's one like an hour and a half away from here, and like, I'd almost drive there to eat there. No, it's just fast food shit, but they have great drinks. Like, for smokers like us, dude, they have, like, all these amazing slushies and shakes. Like, a bajillion different versions of shakes. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And slushes. You can get, like, crazy fucking kiwi watermelon slushes and stuff.
Ooh, that's just got my palate all tingly.
Exactly. And, I mean, other than this, your main event? Fucking Mahal and Harper?
When I clued into the fact that this was the main event, I was done. I was just, oh, fuck me.
Yeah. All right, Corbin comes out with music, walks around the ring, leaves. Orton comes out, fucks up Mahal after the match.
Yes, just let's get everybody on the show in whatever stupid way it means possible. Whatever.
By everybody on the show, but not Kanellis, who just debuted. Why would you have him be on the next day, right? Crazy.
I know. He's like, because somebody said on Twitter, is like, why would you debut these guys on the pay-per-view? I replied with like, well, the money is in the TV ratings, so you put them on the pay-per-view to get people to watch the TV. Well, they put them on the pay-per-view, just nothing.
What did Corbin do anything other than come out at the end?
No.
He wasn't on the show at all, wasn't he?
As far as I can remember, no.
I'm looking at my notes and I don't see it. No Nakamura, no AJ Styles.
No. Nakamura and Ziggler had a match.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, we didn't even talk about that.
It was better than their Backlash match.
That's right, it was.
But, you know, still nothing great.
Like, where are my notes on that? I don't even...
Five stars.
Why wasn't that the main event?
Right? Because he's the WWE champion, Jim. Come on, now.
Well, there you go. This is where we are in WWE. Currently, what do we got to preview? Great Balls of Fire, honestly. One of these, what, next week?
Yeah.
Oh,
That's ridiculous.
I'm looking forward to that. Not really. But... What else? We can bust through NXT super quick, right?
Yep, yep.
Ember Moon defeats Peyton Royce.
She is the other. She is the other side of the 5 feet of fuck meat.
She's. I think I'd take that one, dude. Myself, I take Moon.
Yeah, I think I might too.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, if you get the option of chocolate or vanilla, I mean, come on, man.
You always pick the chocolate. Chocolate That's milk. Right. Really? I love chocolate milk.
They had a Tommy talk way too much. It was awkward.
We've got that little ear piercing now.
Yeah. Eric Young and Alexander Wolf beat the Ely brothers, of those big twin black dudes who have good looks and shit, but never actually really do much work in a match, you know?
No,
I assume they're green.
They just get beat. Beat on.
Next
Rachel
week they
Evers? Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. Next week they advertise for Asuka and Cross, Last Woman Standing. That should be cool.
That's going to be pretty dope, I would imagine. That's going to go all over the place.
But yeah, then Sonya Deville and Rachel Evers.
Yeah, it's. I thought the video for Deville was pretty good. And her knees look stiff and shit, but the rest of it was horrible.
Yeah, she's. That's exactly it. She needs to be able to fucking wrestle.
Yeah, and a fan in the building brought out a great point. She takes off her gloves because she's pissed off. The fan yells, "Why do you even wear them?"
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
I'm not a big fan of MMA gimmicks and wrestling.
No.
Never have, honestly. Never have once.
I would and say, yeah. Well, Shibata is probably the highlight of it, you know, because...
Oh, well, I mean, WWE, I mean, I'm not talking Japan, I fucking dig it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can think of people I enjoy there, but...
Ken Shamrock, Dan Severin.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's like...
Kama Mustafa.
Kama Mustafa. Yeah, dude. He's the fucking... What was he, the something fighting machine?
Yeah, yeah, I can't remember, but he was a bare-knuckle brawler.
God, that guy had so many gimmicks, man.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't think this Deville chick's gonna do much. It's
no.
At least she's different.
Yeah,
she's tough. She's badass. You know, they don't have a woman on their roster who comes off as badass as her. I'll give them that.
I agree with you. Buck stops there.
She's like has her hair fucking all braided tight to her head. Like that's when you know a chick's not fucking around, dude.
Yeah.
You come home and your chick is like has her hair tied like real tight like down and she has an angry look on her face. Just leave, man.
Yeah,
just leave.
You leave or you're going to get thrown down.
I really enjoyed this rude backstage thing with Strong.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
Awesome. Rude's just being a dick, getting his pictures taken and tells Rude's wife if she wants to get it with a real man to give him a call. They brawled after that. It was like, dude, it was awesome. Like, Bobby Roode's fucking great, man.
Oh, yeah. No, when it comes to the character, he's great. His matches, eh.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. But, I mean, I think he's got enough character that, like, if I put him up there, I'd put the IC belt on him or something and just let him go, man.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Be perfect. He doesn't need to have great matches, you know? He's enough of a character that it's fucking... It's good shit.
Yeah.
Exactly. Your main event was Ono and Aleister Black.
I really enjoyed this match.
It was good. I really like, I mean, we've talked about before, like, dude, Aleister Black, man.
Oh, he's money. Just waiting to be picked.
Yeah. I love the entrance, the fucking song, the nameplate that, like, fucking changes into his name.
Yeah.
Just keep him silent, keep him not talking, and put all the belts on him, and let's go.
Yeah, the only talking you should do would be the little bits that are in the video gimmicks that they do for him.
Yes, promos, he talks, that's it, dude.
Yeah.
Be good. But yeah, you know, Mike Bennett goes to fucking right to SmackDown. This guy's sitting here and, you know, in NXT, I just don't get that.
No, I don't either, at all.
But yeah, really good match, like you said.
Yeah, no, I quite enjoyed it. They told a good story. It's, you know, and these guys are no strangers to each other. They talked about it at the beginning that Ono helped train Tommy End, or sorry, Aleister Black. Then they've had a lot of matches too on the Indies. I've seen a couple. That match was not their best one. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, Well, it was still good. You know, they put Black over, so you know they definitely push him, and they're gonna do something with him eventually here.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I think they kept
Ono Strong too.
Yeah, he's my favorite guy, honestly, in NXT, in like probably in WWE.
Him and AJ Styles.
Well, yeah, I guess I like Styles too, but like, dude, this guy is fucking great, and like, I want to get to that point, like where he can have that a takeover match with somebody. You know, it's going to be a great fucking match. You know.
Yep. Yeah. I can't wait.
Because he's good as fuck, man.
Yeah. No. He's the standout of NXT for sure.
Although, like when he comes in the ring, I don't know if that light thing is new, where he's like doing the
A.
Yeah, I was like, dude, that should be a pentagram. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, I completely agree. I thought the exact same thing.
Yeah.
The A just makes it look weird.
It's like the Avengers or something, or the A team.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
My fucking Mr. T is just gonna come out by his side next time, wear a towel.
Or Captain America. Yeah. You know? That's what it makes me think of. Yeah. Should be a fucking...
Oh, God, what did I do? 5-star podcast, guys.
Dude, I bet that startled our listeners, because that startled me, man.
Startled me.
Make sure everybody's still awake here. Holy fuck. God damn it. Okay, that was loud, too. Holy... All right, now let's talk about Lucha Underground. Let's go there. Lucha! 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 We're going to have a fucking dance party here. I guess no one can see us. But
I was. It's a good song. Rocking out.
Yeah, that was a good tune. You want to take it through Lucha Underground or what?
Sure.
Or are you not prepared to?
I got it right here, brother.
All right, man.
This episode is called Family First.
So this didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So this episode is basically based on the whole Mary the Moth and Mariposa deal and the Cuervo Cup.
It's so good.
Oh, dude, that opening video where he's watching them and Melissa Santos is getting all sexy with Phoenix.
Yeah.
God damn, I want more Melissa Santos backstage.
Yeah.
I really like that. Mary the Moth is creepy as fuck.
Yeah. In this, I mean, we'll talk about it later. I guess we'll talk about more about him later. That's what we had to open.
Yeah, yeah. And so, let's see. What was our first match? It was Cage.
Yep.
And Vinny how do you pronounce
Massaro.
That? Massaro. Actually, when I was doing Mucha Lucha on the Federation... Vinny Massaro would always retweet those little comic things I would do.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Was he on the show before?
Yeah, yeah. He was just like a standard Italian guy. He wasn't doing this bum gimmick. It was the first season or second season, I believe.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck's going on? Like this fat bum. He just looks like a fucking Italian fucking drunk fat guy or something.
He looked like the Brooklyn Brawler.
Yeah, kind of right.
But,
I mean, this match is pretty good.
It is, too, you know, because he's like this lovable, shitty underdog where you want him to fucking, like, almost beat Cage. It's like, oh, shit, you know, he's getting his comeuppance. He's like, oh, no, he's touched the glove. He's dead now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at some point he tries to steal the power glove, gets fucking rolled. Post-match, Cage, like, busts him open, punched him in the face with it. And then choke slams him off the apron to the floor, dude.
Yeah, that fucking, that thud. Oh.
That's a crazy spot. I wouldn't be fucking taking that shit.
No way. Not a fucking chance.
Especially from that guy. Like, get the fuck out of here.
No, that would be a no-go. But what's followed up with by this segment is fucking tremendous.
These are Rey Mundo promos?
Yes, the continuation of the British guy talking about wrestling. It's great.
Dude, I think these are like some of the best promos I've seen in wrestling in a while, man. Hyping a match, they're great.
Yeah. Well, and I seen a conversation between you and some Twitter guys, some guys saying that WWE makes better promo videos. And it's like, WWE are really good at making promo videos. They're not
all the same.
This. Yes, they're not making this. This is a movie. a little movie being told to you, and they can't touch that. They will never be able to touch that.
Moondo's getting hit with sticks, yelling "no pain" in like some dojo. It's yeah. fucking awesome.
Rey Mysterio's fucking hugging and kissing babies in the park. Hmm.
It was good. It reminded me of like old boxing ones, or like kind of like the UFC ones, right?
Yeah, kind of like a Rocky one.
Which UFC does great, where they'll have like, you know, coming up to big pay-per-view matches, they'll have those behind the scenes. It'll be like an hour long or half hour long or whatever. Yep. And they go to each guy's camp and the guy tells a story and like, dude, that's great. That was a, that's part of why UFC is so popular. I mean, you know, so yep. just clever, man. Really smart to take things like that and use them to their advantage.
Yeah, it is overall great. And then we get Marty the Moth Martinez against Saltador. Is that Saltador? Yeah. It's like Alka-Seltzer, only harder to say. In the Cuarto Cup quarterfinals match.
He's from the checkerboard guy from the Rabbit Tribe.
Yeah.
In case you don't know.
Honestly, it's very hard to watch, in my opinion. I don't think televisions are meant to handle a checkerboard moving at those speeds.
And, I think it's awesome, dude.
Well, dude, I would get almost like fucking like little vision headaches and little nausea watching it. It just hurt.
Well, it adds to it that he has this like super zany style.
Yeah.
And he's doing all this weird shit, moving his like hand fingers around all weird. And he's just at one point, dude, like the crowd is chanting, "Let's get weird," you know, to it.
Yeah.
Starts like. He's held down on the ground, and he's, like, fucking in a power bottom position, dude, like, thrusting upward in the air. It was really weird. It's really, like, oddly sexual and weird.
It's like a Mad Hatter acid trip.
Kind yeah, of deal. I fucking love it, man.
I love the gimmick. I just find the thing is hard to watch.
Yeah, he's the same guy who's Mariachi Loco, if you're familiar with
it. Oh, I was going to ask you who he would be. I like him a lot better as this than I do as that. Because I fucking hated that.
And he was also El Sinestro de la Muerte in Lucha Underground as well. So he kind of plays a variety of characters. So
he's cool. the token, masked man.
Yeah, I fucking love it. I think it's awesome, dude. It's like weirdly sexual and... Just fucking weird, like you said, too. And it looks weird, like how it looks on TV. And I like everything about it, man.
No, I can't but, agree more. And you know, Marty the Moth is great too.
Yeah, and like I said to you, man, let's get weird.
Which is completely stole from Fandango when he was Johnny Curtis.
Yeah, yeah. But dude, the Moth is such a great character. Just unbelievable. I guess we'll get into that more at the end here, but...
Yeah. Then we get, let's see, Mariposa and Marty the Moth. Or, sorry, no. The Rabbit Tribe are backstage, and they find Sagrada.
Yeah.
And they think he's a rabbit, and they follow him.
And they worship him like a god, dude.
Yeah, it's fucking great. Paul London, I'm so glad to have Paul London back on my weekly television screen.
And they call him the Rabbit King. It's great.
Oh, I fucking love it, man. Paul London, I can't get enough of. Have you ever watched him in the Kendrick conspiracy theory things?
No.
No, they do shoot interviews where they just talk about conspiracy theories and they shit on the WWE. It's unfucking real, man. It's unreal.
It sounds great.
It's all in front of green screen, too, and the background just changes all the time.
Mm. From here, we went to Marty in his fucking room of torture.
Oh, God. Do you think that Melissa Santos will join him?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's great, too. I don't know. I love it, though. Like, he's got pictures of her all over the walls. He pulls a picture of her out of his trunks.
Smells it.
And, like, too, the whole time, like, if you haven't seen... A lot of people don't necessarily watch Lucha, so I feel like we have to describe it more. But just the one light swinging in the room, and it's dark, and it's fucking creepy. He pulls out a little box and, like, turns on a music box and pulls out, like, a lock of hair. Or a piece of hair, and he starts fucking smelling it and shit.
It's unreal. It's serial killer shit, and it's done so well in wrestling.
He's, like, one of the best characters in wrestling today. I don't even care.
I agree. And you know what? Remember how everybody used to give him shit about his belly and shit?
Yeah.
He's tightened that shit up.
Yeah, he was. Dude, they dropped the ball. WWE had him. He was on Tough Enough. They got rid of him.
Yeah,
he's fucking really good though. Yeah, I think it's what his work as that character is unbelievable. I mean, it could be in a movie. He could play that character in a movie.
Yeah, I agree. Honestly, believe he is an actor, isn't he?
I don't know. If I was thinking, if I had money, you know, if you were thinking about making a movie and like, how do you go a movie with him as a similar character, a stalker, a fucking weirdo, pervert, would be amazing. A horror movie where he kills people.
No, I agree.
Fucking
I
great, agree. Man.
Yeah.
Mariposa shows up and they're just creepy as fuck together, especially because they love being brother and sister. It's just weird.
And they put their faces together like they're going to kiss and then he like sexually bites at her. It's fucking awkward as shit.
It's awesome.
and then this brings us to Pindar and Mascarita Sangrada in a Cuarto Cup match. Pindar has to be the most interesting looking guy of the Lizard Squad.
It's so cheesy, but it's awesome. I love it.
He looks like a little dinosaur.
I just love like the campiness of it.
Yeah, like a little hammerhead.
Yeah.
But so Pindar wins, he advances. Mascarita Sangrada looks like he shit himself.
Yeah, what happened there? He got some dirt or makeup or something on his ass.
He always gets dirty every fucking match because he wears the white fucking costume in the dirtiest.
Well, and that place is just dirty. It's a shitty warehouse, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's all run down in the hood of fucking Boyle Heights. So, that sets up Pindar and Cage next week.
Yeah.
In the next round. Or not, maybe not next week, but in the next round, I guess.
And that should be a brick shithouse match.
Should be pretty cool. And then you have the main event, right?
Yeah, Phoenix and Mariposa.
If you're wondering who Pindar is, he is Steve Payne, if you've heard that name ever.
Oh, I can't say I have, honestly.
Yeah, I looked this up. He is known as Black Machine Pindar and Steve Payne.
So, Black Machine, eh?
Trained by Durango Kid, Gangrel, Rikishi, I guess.
Fair enough.
So there you go. But yeah, that's who he is. Anyway, proceed.
Proceed. So Phoenix and Mariposa. This basically was your man versus woman match. You get in Lucha Underground, you know, where the woman gets some stuff, and then you got the added story where Mariposa is trying to stop Phoenix and get them out of the way from her brother because I guess she wants them to herself.
She's a great fucking women's wrestler too.
Oh, cheerleader Melissa is something else. She is. She's good.
Yeah, she is fucking great. And good shit. Phoenix wins. Marty attacks. Phoenix takes both of them out.
Yeah,
and you get Phoenix Marty next week, or not next week, next round. Sorry.
And I was kind of looking forward to seeing Mariposa and Marty Moth, because if Mariposa would have won, she would have.
I agree. Marty. I thought that's what they would end up doing.
Yeah.
I thought that would have been interesting.
I thought Marty Moth would have helped it happen because he just wants to, you know, getting close with his sister, maybe getting a head scissors or something.
And they do. I mean, the Phoenix is put over a lot there. I mean, he's their first Triple Crown champion. I mean, he's a guy they put a lot on, and now he's not even there as of current day. So
yeah, he's done. And now I wouldn't say they knew that at that point in time, but
no, exactly. So that's kind of the weird thing. We'll see where it goes. I'd like to see the Moth beat him. That'd be cool. I love the Moth.
I do too. I'd like to see the Moth get a bigger push, if you will.
I remember when he debuted, how confused we were about it. We're like, what the fuck is this? He's a moth?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? This is weird. They're going to do a comedy thing? At first, that first episode, I thought it was a comedy thing.
Yeah.
And where they've gone with it has been fucking super interesting.
That's storytelling. It's great. You know what I mean? That's what WWE should be doing, a storytelling like that. But no. Mm. There's no character development ever.
Yeah. Super good. Another good Lucha Underground. I love this tournament. It's fucking awesome. Like, if you're not watching this show, you should be. And what else we got? You watch Impact? I mean, it's awful.
I didn't. I feel like good. I've probably washed Impact from my wrestling schedule. I might still watch Slammiversary. But,
there you go. Good on you, man. Good for you.
But we still have a question and a statement.
Well, I saw something about our 25,000, which I guess we should address. We did hit 25,000 on Twitter. We are going to do the bonus episode. We just need to find time to be able to do it. So yes, it's coming soon.
It's coming. So with that being said,
is the one for that or is it for this?
No, it's for I think it's for this. I don't know. Maybe it's for that. Maybe we'll save it for the 20. Maybe we'll save it.
Well, I don't know what it is. You listened to it, right?
I did. But it could be for both, I feel.
I just do whatever you want to do, man.
We'll save it for the 25,000.
Okay.
Okay, so what we have is a question. Let's go with the question. You ready?
Yeah.
Because isn't this the question from last week that I was going to play and was supposed to be for this week?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, did that? Yeah, exactly.
What's up, guys? I've ever looked at / Otaku Wrestling Fan here, and I have a question for both of you. Jim, this might actually fall more into your kind of things, considering you do Pervert Take Two, but I digress. What match type would you like to see come back from the past, or what match type that has happened in another company would you like to see implemented into WWE, New Japan, Ring of Honor, TNA, I guess, just whatever. There's got to be a match somewhere that is kind of niche or something like that that you wouldn't mind chucking into another company. Anyway, peace out. That's my question.
Thanks for sending the question, buddy. Love that guy. He's a good dude. You can also send us questions, suplexcitylimits@gmail.com. Questions, songs, impressions, anything?
Anything. I don't know. Anything do you think should be played? We will play
it. Yeah, we might play it. I won't guarantee. I've never went on and said, like, we will play it. I'm like, well, we might play it. Yeah, you never fucking know. But no, the match types, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think of something, man.
Yeah, no, it's... Oh, I really... Gimmick matches are... I don't know. It's not really the greatest of things to add. You know, like, especially you look at the WWE and how many gimmick matches they have. You can't put another gimmick match in the WWE. TNA has 1,000,001, and none of them are good.
Awful ones, dude. You reverse know, battle royals and shit.
King of the Mountain, where they got a fucking penalty box. Like, what the fuck?
Awful.
Yeah, so that's Stairway to Hell, where it's just is, weird.
Is Judy Bagwell on a forklift? Is that an option?
I suppose it could be. This would be my answer. We talked about it earlier in the show, where they'd have James Ellsworth in a shark tank, and you got to open it up to make him fall, and that would be mine.
I mean, really, if anything, you know what I'd like to see come back would be Falls Count Anywhere matches that actually go places.
Like the old hardcore championship where it just went all over the building.
Bro, right. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't need to be that, but yeah, Falls Count Anywhere and like Benoit and fucking Sullivan, you know, ended up in the women's bathroom. There's a woman in the man's bathroom.
There's a woman in the man's bathroom.
He's got a bicycle.
Dusty was a great
guy. That, or what was that one from that Valentine's Day WWE show?
Oh, where Al Snow and Steve Blackman or something went out in the river? Or
yeah, they end up like outside in the fucking town of Hill in the river. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So I might go with shit like that, honestly.
Yeah, no, I can get behind that.
Yeah, that counts. I don't know. Other than that, I mean, what else is not around anymore? They're all still around. Strap matches are still around.
They had a they had one at ROH actually this week.
I mean, they just did an on a pole match last pay per view for WWE. So I mean, it's all still there, dude.
Yeah,
you'd have to figure out a match type that's not around anymore.
Fuck,
I can't.
War games, any.
Dude.
That could be
that as well. That's what need that. You just nailed it.
Yeah,
I'm glad he's. They need to bring back fucking more games. Won't happen as long as Vince is alive, but once he dies, H will bring it back. I guarantee it.
Oh, without a doubt, his love and asphyxiation for that style of WCW.
His affection is what? His asphyxiation? Is what you said? His.
Oh fuck!
Your English is that dude is from like Netherlands. English is a second language, and it's better than you. I love it. Do we have anything else that we need to do here?
I don't think so.
I think I'm gonna have to go and by Mrs. Vicious Shrimp. What the fuck, man?
She's got a hankering for Red Lobster.
So, I want shrimp. Like, I guess I'm gonna fake you to buy shrimp now. I don't know. So, I guess that's how it's decided. It is decided. Okay. As always, though, yeah, we're gonna shout out to our brothers in podcasting, Wrestling Soup, of course. Check out the Federation, hosted by Tyler and his brother. You already mentioned what's coming up again? 2003?
SummerSlam 2003.
There you go. That's coming up there. Shout out to Sat Pod, Out of the Van, The Strap, Shooting the Shiznit, talking about, I don't know, any other podcasts. Man. C3 Comic Show, Comic Can Koozie. All those shows are cool. Worth checking out and done by good people, so... is that about it or what? I don't know if there's anything else to talk about here. I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we've covered the week in wrestling under 2 hours.
This is not under 2 hours.
I think it might be. I really do.
Well, if so, fucking A.
If so, yeah.
Awesome. Well, as always, you know, we thank you very much for listening, supporting the show. Help us out, you know, if you listen, throw us a rating or throw us a share, you know, on Twitter, retweet it. You know, wrestling fans, tell them about the show. Help us out, baby. You don't have to give us money. You know, it's a little help. Anything we'll do. And we'll be back next week to, I don't know, get high as fuck and talk about wrestling again.
Yeah, and I'll butcher the English language yet again.
Yeah. Maybe we'll be joined by a guest. Probably. Who knows? You never know what's going to happen. So until then, I think we're good.
We are good.
Well, may you get all of the dick and or pussy that you desire. And remember, a winner is you.